inflation rose to 3% in September.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the seasonally adjusted consumer price, the CPI, rose by 0.3% in September, pushing the overall inflation over the last 12 months to 3%. Lower gasoline prices, which significantly helped lower CPI through August, were of little help in September as they also began to rise. Average inflation in the decade before COVID was a little less than 2%. But due to the 2022 inflation spike, average inflation post-COVID has increased to 4.5%. And this is already baked into prices. So what we see from here is in addition to that. Inflation in the 21st century rose above 4% in both 2005 and 2008. However, it spiked dramatically to over 9% in 2022. This surge was driven by substantial government transfer payments, leading to a significant increase in personal consumption expenditures, which pushed up inflation. In the 12 months ending in September 2025, electricity prices increased by 5%, while shelter and services rose by nearly 4%. Food inflation was at 3%, making it one of the leading contributors to the overall consumer price index. Notable increases included a 19% increase in coffee prices, a significant change for coffee drinkers, and an 18% hike in beef prices. Additionally, car repairs cost went up by 12%. Conversely, the price of smartphone, admission to sporting events, televisions, and car rentals saw a decline. Energy and food prices fluctuate more frequently and by larger amount than the prices in other categories of the CPI. Core inflation, which excludes energy and food, has been established as a more stable measure of inflation. Over the past 12 months, core inflation also increased by 3%, suggesting that this month's results are not measurably influenced by short-term swings in energy or food prices, and therefore reflect a more stable underlying trend. Demand pull inflation happens when demand increases faster than supply. For example, demand increased rapidly in 2021-22 period, while post-COVID supply could not catch up, resulting in high inflation. Supply push inflation occurs when supply prices rise, as in early 1980s when rapid increase in oil prices drove inflation, and what we may face if the tariff wars start to bite, as the cost of imports will rise accordingly. The Producer Price Index, PPI, for all commodities serves as a critical short-term gauge of future inflation, as it tracks wholesale commodity prices. The index's moving average, which have been negative for most of the last 2 years, has topped 4%. Wholesalers' costs are rising. Short of an economic slowdown, even smaller tariffs such as 10% at full effect will increase prices across the board. As wholesalers run out of pre-tariff inventories, they will transfer some or all of the increases in their costs to retailers, which in turn will pass them on to consumers, and that will mean higher inflation. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.